Hello, it is the 30th of April, 2019. Today we have the Seven of Clubs and Six of Cups reversed and the Ten of Cups reversed. Don't fight it, that is, if you want it. More about the past and how it may affect our present and future and what with cups, and more cups, Scorpio, Pisces, Cancer, our very happiness and emotional well-being are at stake, but not everyone has the same definition or concept of happiness, contentment, and well-being. In the future position is the happily ever after card, the rather quaint nickname for the Ten of Cups, the maximum of the suit. As good as it gets, joy, love, and abundance, traditionally illustrated as an idyllic scene, a nice big house with a couple standing arm in arm under a rainbow as two children dance happily on a beautiful green lawn. What better card could there be in the future position? Today in the reverse, our fulfillment is within reach, if we know what it is. In the present, we have the nostalgic card of innocence and childhood, the karmic Six of Cups, today also in the reverse. This is a card of being stuck in the past, but in this case, it may be our behavior that may be dated. That is, if what we're after is the elusive happily ever after. What does that even mean? Does that mean frolicking on the lawn every day with the kids the rest of our lives? This card in the reverse today gives me a very strong screw the past vibe, which is strange. These children in the reverse today are in a rebellious mood, or at least one of them is. Salvador Dali shows us a happy couple who look like they're having a hell of a good time. He looks at her all googly-eyed, one arm draped protectively and lovingly over her shoulder. She smiles and holds her pet fish as 10 cups float over their heads, emanating some sort of wine mist. They do have it all. Morgan Greer shows us two arms of unidentifiable genders joined together to hold one gold cup from which a rainbow flows. No children in sight. These pictures suggest unconventional marriages and relationships, yet they are all the same happily ever after card, the Ten of Cups or Hearts. In the past is the card of independence, the Seven of Clubs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. This is a tough card, a human defending his higher ground, that which is rightfully his, even ideas, plans, or his or her very right to be themselves, to stand away from the crowd possibly even being your family. This human looks like he's really determined to be on their own, possibly leaving home early to pursue their own dream, and still doing it. Kids and settling down are not in your cards, period. Never has been and never will be. Never have been, has been, I don't know, I'll correct that in a minute. It is likely that your own possibly unconventional, whatever that is, or chaotic childhood experience turned you off to the whole idea. This is not surrendering your independence and individuality for anyone. You're just not interested in the Norman Rockwell Hallmark card template of what happily ever after is. Those stereotypes are just that, stereotypes. You've always done you, loud and proud. You may have felt you were too good for some people, even friends and family, in whatever context. You don't fit the mold. There's someone out there with a fish on a leash who is perfect for you.